This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mind today, it is Monday, the 5th of February, and the news discussion of certain things that are going on in the world, not everything, possibly some of the important things that are on your mind are on the mind of the people connected to the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Victoria has a bad case of the flu, so hold a good thought for her. I wonder if she, because her husband is such a big sports fan, if she was wrapped around something as the Super Bowl played out yesterday. What do you think? Yes or no, Jen?
Of course. Who didn't watch? You probably saw a little.
I did see a little. Yeah.
Come on.
I watched a little of it. Not a lot. I didn't see the halftime show. Well, instead of what I didn't do, what did you do? Let's go through in trending reviews of the Super Bowl, recapping what happened with you. What did you do? What were the circumstances of your watching the show? What were you doing?
The longest way to ever ask, what did you do for the Super Bowl?
Okay.
What were the circumstances surrounding?
Well, I don't know where you were. Were you at your father's house? Were you at Jeff's house?
No. My dad was at his famous friend's home. I was at my friend Brian and Helen had a very nice Super Bowl party, and so Jeff and I were there, some of our friends were there, and we had a really nice time. My friend Helen is like this amazing cook, and so she was doing all these different things. She really went nuts.
Good.
But I think the consensus was that everybody really didn't have a side. I was rooting for the Patriots, but I don't really have anything against the Eagles.
You like and Brady, though.
I like Brady, and I also like Gronk. Grunk, yeah. Grunk throw ball, Grunk sad.
Grunk
sad today.
Yes,
but I think we all agree that the game was really good. Yeah. I think the kicker for New England lost the game for the Patriots. He was off twice in two of his kicks, which was very odd. And the halftime show, I loved Pink. Pink had the flu, and she still went out on the field and sang the national anthem, and she sang the heck out of it. I thought she did an amazing job.
She's a
job.
Top cookie.
Looked gorgeous and just was. She just really impressed me. Justin Timberlake, who I love, and I was so excited for this, disappointed. I thought that the halftime show was just a bit underwhelming, and I like him a lot.
In what way?
I agree. It was kind of boring.
I felt like at the beginning the audio was off. First he started with his new song, which not as many people know. He should have probably started with like one of his classic songs that everybody knew. The audio seemed a little off, like it was just a little quiet or something. I don't know. It was just, his dancing's incredible, and I thought the end was much stronger. But yeah, I thought it was a little boring at the beginning.
All right, so the music, Pink was good. The game started out with the Eagles being quite a bit ahead of the Patriots, and the Patriots caught up. There was excitement to that extent. Good thing they played the game inside, because yesterday was the coldest on record for any football, for not for any football game, for any of the Super Bowls. Last, it was about, I think, zero, but the wind chill factor brought it to 10 below. And even though it was inside, can you imagine what it was like getting into the stadium, U.S.
They said it was the coldest. I think, wasn't it the coldest Super Bowl on record? Obviously, inside that doesn't count, but getting in for sure.
Yeah. So it was interesting also, and I don't mean this to be daddy downer, but daddy and son had a conversation. He used to be a big Patriots fan, but he's been so turned off by the way Roger Goodell has handled the NFL and handled circumstances. You know, Brendan is... principled, I guess, is probably the way that you put it. He gets very worked up about things that he doesn't think are fair, and he doesn't think the way things have happened for some of the players has been fair. But and so he and I commiserated during the game. I actually was out and about doing farm stuff, and he was working with some of his clients, but on the way driving from one to the other, he called to give me a bit of his own spiritual philosophy about football. So it wasn't for everybody. It becomes a dynamic event that brings in families and friends, and it's almost like Christmas in the sense that it brings people together. And I don't mean in a football for some people is actually a religion, like a religion anyway. Their teams become on Friday. I went to have some medical tests, and the hospital I was at had cafeteria. I went in to have a little bit of lunch, and there wasn't one person in that cafeteria but me who didn't have some sort of Patriots attire on, and. The hamburgers, somehow or other, they get them to look like a football. They get cakes and cookies and all kinds of other things that had Patriots memorabilia on it.
Yeah, that was one of the fun things is looking at Facebook and seeing how creative everybody got with their Super Bowl food, you know, the decorations and the strawberries decorated like footballs. Mm-hmm. Silly stuff.
So J.J. Watt was named the Peyton NFL Man of the Year, and wasn't Brady named the MVP of the year?
Didn't Brady was named the MVP. I wasn't sure. I haven't heard about J.J. Watt. He should have, certainly. Gosh,
he got his fundraising efforts for Hurricane Harvey. He accepted the award on Saturday. I think there was a show. I saw a little bit and piece of some kind of an award show. For the teams, he said, quote, "This award is about the inherent good that lies within humanity. It's about the city of Houston, its ability to overcome adversity at a time when everything seemed lost. It's about the hundreds of thousands of people from all over the country, and in fact all over the world, who donated to a city they may never have been to or never go to people that they may never meet, but they donated simply because they saw their fellow humans going through a difficult time and they wanted to help out." So he raised $37 million in August for relief efforts, donated $100,000 himself. So we know that this was a big, I thought this was a big thing. And I think it says a lot about him and the other people. Miley Cyrus gave some dough to this, a lot of money. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Ellen DeGeneres. Interesting group of people, isn't it? Wouldn't that be an interesting conversation to have those three people in a room together having a conversation? Miley Cyrus, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Ellen DeGeneres. How about that for a combo? I mean, but it just shows you the breadth of interest in people who are, we all, when it gets right down to it, we're all just people, and we're all just here together trying to do the best we can.
Trying to get by.
Yep. Get by.
Did you get to watch any of the Puppy Bowl, Doug?
Puppy Bowl I did not see.
Yeah, the Puppy Bowl was like 2 hours beforehand. It was actually very cute. And this year, along with the Kitten Bowl, which is not as big of a deal, but is also very cute, every single one of the animals was from different natural disasters around the country.
Oh,
and
really?
Puerto Rico and Mexico, yeah. And one of the greatest things about the Puppy Bowl, whether you think it's silly or not, is basically every year 100% of the animals get adopted. So they have them racing around the little field, and it's very cute. And
where is it held, Kara?
I'm not actually sure. I don't think it was in Minneapolis. It might have been actually on the East Coast, because a lot of the animals were from Virginia.
Really?
Yeah, but it was so cute, and at the end they went through and they give like stats for all of the little puppies and where they're from and what they've been through, and then at the end they showed a little montage of all of the ones that had been adopted and the families that they were with. So yeah. You probably
sweet.
Would have liked it. Yeah, it was very, very
sweet. Can we post that on our Facebook page?
Yeah, we can Facebook, try and post and see.
Facebook.com/DJV Show. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that way if any of them haven't been adopted, people can look and see who's still left. They were very, very sweet.
I believe Team Fluff won last year, or won again this year. It's two mm-hmm. years in a row that they
Team
won.
Team
so.
Fluff.
Yeah, I thought that was a good indication for Brady and the Patriots 2 years in a row, but I guess not.
All right, so can we go back to the halftime show for a moment, the hologram performance, and what came about as a result of that? There was a lot of focus before the game, and so I didn't see what was what, but how much of an impact was the Prince hologram?
Well, it wasn't a hologram. It was a projection on a big screen. And so that was kind of the weird thing. I guess because it was in Minneapolis, which is, you know, Prince's city, basically. And since he died, people were wondering if Prince, or if Justin Timberlake would do a tribute to him. And so he did, and he sang I Would Die For You. But he had specifically said beforehand that they wouldn't use a hologram. So people were kind of relieved. Because Prince said in an interview, like, 15 years ago that he thought, you know, you should let things be. And that you shouldn't bring people back from the past to perform. And so people were like, okay, good. Justin Timberlake's not going to bring him back. They're going to respect his wishes. Well, he had a giant projection of him singing with it. So people were kind of...
Wasn't there a lot of backlash on social media on that?
Yeah, I think people were not especially happy because, okay, great, you didn't use this one specific thing, but you still kind of went against his wishes in his city and did that. I think, I don't know, I didn't really understand the point of doing a tribute anyway. I guess it was nice...
Just because they were in Minnesota, I think. I thought it was classy. Sometimes the tributes can really be, I don't know, they can kind of exploit the performer that's passed away or whatever. And I have a feeling that maybe it was more over the top, more overdone, because the scuttlebutt was before the show that he actually, Justin Timberlake, had said, I want to pull it. I want to pull the hologram. So perhaps maybe it was something different than what we got. Mm-hmm. And instead they projected it on the screen. Which was just understated, and he played one song, and I thought it was, I didn't think it was terrible. Actually, I thought it was fine. I didn't feel like it was, like, in the face of Prince's,
I also don't think either of us are, like, gigantic fans of Prince, it was fine for us. Where I think the only people who are upset are, like, the crazy, very, very big fans of him. But, the only part I like, he did the song Mirrors. He had, like, all of the crowd around him was holding mirrors and
that
was reflecting. And that part was very, very good. But the rest of it was a little slow for me.
Other sports news, dozens of Russian athletes have now been allowed because the doping ban has been overturned for those 28 athletes. The International Olympic Committee may still not let them compete, though. So I don't understand what's the point of overturning the ban if they don't compete in the games. Is there any... and I don't understand, if they had the goods on them once, why'd they overturn? They obviously were doping, right? The court said there was insufficient evidence to prove they had broken anti-doping laws. Come on. Look at them. So... the sanction doesn't automatically give them the privilege of an invitation to the games. The committee says it's going to analyze the ruling very carefully, because I guess it was the committee that didn't want them to compete. So it's just, the committee didn't want them to compete, but somehow or other the doping ban, because they went to the court of arbitration in Switzerland, and there was... there was a big to-do about it. I just wonder how smart do you have to be to look at pictures of these guys and see what they're all about. That's my read on it anyway. Okay, let's have some little fun. Let's think a little about our last evening. And after the Super Bowl, you had a tough but a wonderful, maybe rewarding, fun day. Did you put your head on your pillow last night and go right to sleep? Or did you toss around, turn around? I didn't do a good job of sleeping last night myself. I don't know, maybe it's just a lot of things on my mind, but I had a really rough, and I kept reaching over and wrapping myself around my pillow. Everybody here loves our my pillows. You'll sleep so well. If you haven't experienced it, you should have one, two, three, four. So here's a great offer. Get the my pillow 4-pack. And enjoy 50% off my pillows. 2 premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows. And you heard my focus correctly. Get 4 my pillows, 2 premium pillows, and 2 go anywhere pillows. 4, 2, and 2 equals 4 at 50% off. The best offer at the moment for my pillow stuff. Well, there's all kinds of things. You got new mattresses at my pillow. You're going to love what's going on. Check it out. Buy there with confidence. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for the deal.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Now 23 after the hour on the DJB show with Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and the focus on television tonight. Now the Super Bowl is over. Get into the second half of the season for a lot of TV shows. Is that what's going on tonight?
Not so fast, actually. TV's not quite heating up because the Olympics are going to start this week. The opening ceremonies on Friday. The games start on Wednesday. And a lot of smart networks will not be competing too heavily with NBC because they know that
well, the stuff that was on last night, they ran on CBS a couple of NCIS programs against the Super Bowl, and I'm trying to remember what else there was on other channels as I was flipping around, but I ended up watching an old cowboy.
Why not? So,
of course. That's right.
All right.
So what else?
So here we go tonight. Supergirl is new and apparently is signing up. They're taking a little break until April, so there'll be a cliffhanger tonight, and then Supergirl will return on the CW April 16th. That's at 8 o'clock. The Good Doctor, which I love. It's such a great show on ABC, brand new this year. It's sweet medical drama. But also
that.
Has a human element. It's about the young doctor who's autistic who's able to go in and just he takes this hospital by storm. It's pretty cute. ABC at 10 if you want to check that one out. And Scorpion is new. They're celebrating Valentine's Day on Scorpion. That's new on CBS at 10.
All right. So that takes care of television. A good overview from Jennifer's perspective. Now some music news at 25 after the hour, focusing first on Lady Gaga, who has announced that she's going to cancel all of the remaining European dates on her Joanne World Tour because she has severe pain. And so I think it started, didn't it? Postponed some of the tour back last fall on a statement that came from her Instagram account. It read, quote, "Unfortunately, Lady Gaga is suffering from severe pain that has materially impacted her ability to perform. As a result, Live Nation and Lady Gaga..." Say that again, Doug. Lady Gaga. Did I say Gargar?
Gargar.
Announcing the cancellation of the final 10 dates of the European leg of her Joanne tour. Quote, "She is in the care of expert medical professionals who are working closely with her so she can continue to perform for her fans for years to come." As she followed up that statement with a note, quote, "I'm so devastated. I don't know how to describe it. I love this show more than anything, and I love you, but this is beyond my control." Her Netflix documentary, Gaga 5'2", gave fans a glimpse came out last year, a glimpse of her battle with fibromyalgia. In it, she reveals that she suffers muscle spasms from the hip injury that forced her to cancel her tour back in 2013. So, if you're a Gaga fan and you are going to go to one of her events, looks like that's out of the picture for a while anyway. Also, some sad news for those of us who are big fans of the Temptations. One of the last remaining strong voices, Dennis Edwards, passed away over the weekend. He replaced David Ruffin as the lead singer of the Temps in 68. He was 74. Began his career as lead singer of another group from Motown, the Contours, before being called in to replace Ruffin. After Ruffin got angry and just left the group, he eventually died of a drug overdose. Edwards' voice defined the sound of the Temptations through their funky period. This is his voice on Papa Was a Rolling Stone. He was the lead singer on Cloud Nine, Ball of Confusion. He remained at the head of the group through 1977. They then left Motown, and then they were back in 1980, and he went back to the group. He did three solo albums in 84, Don't Look Any Further, title track charted to the top five. He was quite the strong voice and strong personality. He performed with the Temptations Review, so at 74, he calls it a game. 28 past the hour here on the DJB Show.
A whale of a tale. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Orcas are free to roam over the entire world to hunt, mate, and otherwise live. But much like humans, orcas tend to stay in the areas where they grew up, hunt the way their particular local clan hunts, and mate with others from their territory. Orcas, like humans, develop what appear to be cultural trends that translate into distinct genomes, mirroring their cultural niches. Scientists are now observing and documenting how the environment and behavioral patterns of orcas are influencing the genetics of their species. Sound familiar? That's because your environment and behavioral patterns are physically shaping you as well. For ways to shape your mind in the best possible way, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Four after the hour on the Monday program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Tara Schillen. I'm all excited because today, Jennifer, is National Shower with a Friend Day.
Really?
Yes.
Are you participating in the holiday?
I don't think so. No, I have no. I'll be my own best friend. How's that?
There you
can have a little shower with your own best friend. Dwindling daylight, Valentine's Day is at the heart of this to set the tone for February. If you are feeling dejected and somber, National Shower with a Friend Day is aimed at injecting a bit of humor into the season while serving to educate people on the benefits of showering in fresh, filtered water and no chlorine. So it's more about showering than it is being with a friend. You can go to hashtag shower with a friend day, or if you want to post that, I suppose we can do that on our social media, Tara.
I'm going to try friendless showering today, actually. I'm going to buck the trend.
Are you really? Friendless.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, me too. You and I can be alone together.
You want to shower alone together? Perfect.
Yes, we will shower alone together. That's how it works. All right, so a lot of people concerned over the weekend about another Amtrak crash, this time in South Carolina. A couple of people were killed. freight train and an Amtrak patient passenger train early on Sunday morning, traveling, let's see, Amtrak 91 traveling between New York and Miami. 147 people on the train. It collided with a freight train, derailing the lead engine. Both the engineer and the conductor were killed. 116 people injured. The apparently, the if I'm trying to figure this out, the freight train was not moving. It was awaiting either other cars to be added to it, or just on the side waiting for the passenger train to go by. But apparently, as is obvious with looking at the pictures, the passenger train didn't, for whatever the reason, get moved on the proper switch. So it looks like this is a on-the-ground thing, and a lot of these things are computerized now. So the circumstance is such that whether it's bad management, somebody asleep at the switch literally because it was 2:30 in the morning, whatever, more needless death because of bad management on the railroad. The last crash was what, a month, last month, the train from Seattle to Portland on a new run, and these people were not paying attention to what was going on. Train derails at 90 miles an hour in a place where it should have been going 35 or 40. You know, stuff like that. That's just bad management. That's
well,
all
yeah,
that is.
In that case, too, they'd been basically warned that the conductors weren't ready to go on that route because they hadn't had enough time to get used to all the turns, and apparently they'd filed lots of complaints with the management, and they just didn't listen. So I wonder what happened in this case. I mean, obviously, it wasn't a new route, but...
No, and Amtrak... Well, the notorious connection between Amtrak... As a self, it's like Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It has public support, or the post office. It has public support, supposedly, if it needs it. But they're trying, most of the politicians are trying to make Amtrak a self-sufficient, as they are with these other entities, self-sufficient agencies. You're up against it when it comes to the post office, for sure. Amtrak, I don't know, is kind of a half. Service here in the Northeast is not bad. They have the fast train that goes from Boston to New York, down to Washington. There are a lot of things. I have a young fellow who used to work for me on the farm that now works for the track crew. And they have, instead of Amtrak controlling the tracks, most of the tracks are controlled by the freight companies. They aren't owned by Amtrak. Leases the use of the track. They don't own it, so they don't maintain it. The train tracks are maintained by these freight companies, CSX and that bunch, or in the case of where there is heavy train traffic with local and regional, like publicly supported here in Boston, it's the MBTA that runs the trains between Boston and Worcester, and Boston and Providence, and up on the North Shore. So they have crews, but it's the company that runs the operation is a French company. It's not even an American company. And they don't have the kids that work there, and the adults as well, say the communication is ridiculously bad. And the feather bedding still, the union bosses don't want anybody underneath. This kid's a big, strong farm kid, and he wants to do the work. And every time he goes off on his own, because he runs a crew that takes care of the tracks and the trains on the tracks, and he wants to go out and fix things and do things and weld things, and he's telling me the stories all the time how they tell him, no. You can't do it. As a matter of fact, he's been written up. He's been sent home because he was doing too much work on his own. He was actually given time off because he was working on something that needed to be fixed, but he hadn't been told to do it. So instead of congratulating him for fixing something, they laid him off for 4 days. Huh. What kind of thinking is that? But that's kind of what you're dealing with here. So that's too bad. It just seems like such a needless waste of lives, and you know those people are going to be affected. Those 100 or whatever people that were hurt on the train are going to be affected for the rest of their lives,
forever.
By that experience, for what, why, how? How can it be that it gets? It's kind of like an accident. The other day on the 405, Jennifer, there was a huge accident up on the top of the hill as you're going up over into the from the west side over down into the valley. And I thought to myself as I looked at all these cars and I finally got by them, thinking, who was the one who, normally these are all carelessness, somebody driving too fast, not paying attention, on their cell phone, whatever the hell else is going on. And so imagine the lives that are affected by that. How many people spent hours waiting in the traffic to get to their destination? How much business wasn't done because people couldn't get to work on time? You know, that kind of stuff. Am I right or am I just on my own?
No, I think you're right.
Selfish,
for sure.
Selfish. Selfish. All right. So what is that? Let's play that dance with this GOP memo, 4-page document, claims the FBI and the DOJ got the surveillance warrant on former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. What is there? Both sides obviously are taking political stances on this, and you're the best person for me on this program to sort of sort all of this stuff out. What do you make of this?
Well, I make of it a lot of different things. There was a lot of information in the 4 pages of that memo that was put together by Devin Nunes, who's a representative from California, from Central California, like the Fresno area. He sits on top of the House Intelligence Committee with Adam Schiff, who is a Democrat minority leader on that committee. He's also mm-hmm. from Southern California. And so Devin Nunes put together this memo talking about these abuses that were going on within the Department of Justice and the FBI leading up to the 2016 election. So what was confirmed, and there was a lot of information that was already kind of swirling in this direction, at least in my mind, but it confirmed that the Trump administration was surveilled, or I'm sorry, the campaign was surveilled. Members of the campaign were surveilled leading up to the election and after the election of President Trump. And the reason that they were allowed to be surveilled is because of a FISA court. FISA is something that a lot of people have not heard of. It's a super secret court that grants surveillance memos, grants surveillance warrants to the FBI and to the DOJ when they are presented with evidence. It seems that the FBI went to this FISA court with a dossier. You've heard a lot about this Trump dossier.
I thought the FISA court was for the Patriot Act and terrorism and stuff.
The FISA court was actually created, yes, to prevent against terrorism. That's what it was really there for. But when you want to surveil someone, you have to go through this process in which you appear before a FISA judge and they grant a warrant or they don't. According to the numbers, not very many warrants are ever granted because of privacy issues. So you have to come in with a pretty compelling case. The shocker here in this memo is that what the head of the FBI, James Comey, and the head of the DOJ went to this court with was the dossier that was written on President Trump that included very salacious claims that were never substantiated. So fake information presented to a court. They knew, and this is what the memo alleges, so we have to be really careful of this. We don't know this for sure, but the allegation is that the FBI knew that this was a fake document, and they took it to the FISA court and presented it as a real document in order to get a FISA warrant to go out and spy on members of the Trump camp. And that's really disturbing for a lot of different reasons. I think people value their privacy. Mm-hmm. I think people want to trust the FBI is going to do an investigation that's not political. But what this has shown is that Andrew McCabe, who just stepped down as the deputy director of the FBI, he was on the record testifying that the sole reason that without this dossier, there would have been no surveillance warrant pulled on the Trump campaign. And so that's sort of the gotcha that was presented in that memo, along with a few other things. This doesn't do anything but muddy the water with how Americans are probably losing trust, not only with government, but with the FBI and with the Department of Justice. It is incredibly disturbing to me that opposition...
I'm getting so damn sick of all this stuff.
Yeah, that opposition research would be used to wage a war. I mean, really, you're talking about weaponizing the DOJ and weaponizing the FBI against
tax
political
dollars
opponents.
Up in smoke.
Yeah, and millions of dollars, and that's what
for political purposes.
This was also the catalyst for what launched the Mueller investigation into the Trump camp. So you've got more money that went into that investigation because of the FBI inquiry, which was, if you believe this memo, started by this fake bit of opposition research that was paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC together to the tune of $15 million directly to Russians who helped put this together along with a British spy, Christopher Steele. So it's it's crazy to think that this is true. There was a pretty compelling case made by Devin Nunes that it is. The Democrats will have their chance to put out another memo. They said that there's some gaps here, and that memo will go through the process and most likely be released. The White House said they're going to release it if it's presented to them once it's been redacted. I think what is more meaningful to me is how hard Democrats and the FBI fought to have this memo released. And they said it was for a matter of national security. They said that it would somehow diminish national security. There was not one thing in it that would have. And so then you ask, well, why are they fighting so hard? And look, I get it. Trump is not everybody's cup of tea. But at some point, if we let this kind of stuff fly, when it's your candidate on your side, this kind of thing is going to be okay. And that's what we can't stand for.
The hell out of me is how much money we have. Trillions of dollars in debt. We're in debt $19 trillion. You and me, as taxpayers, the government, supposedly representing us, has borrowed $19 trillion. How much of it is for crap like this? This is outrageous. All these people that have all these jobs, there are hundreds of people involved in these investigations. And the FBI and the DOJ and all of these people that are supposed to be trying to keep us from having terrorism. What is going on here and why are we allowing it? Part of it is the partisanship. Part of it is how you look at your particular candidate or your particular politician or your favorite and you protect him or her. And that's way out of balance because this stuff is pervasive in both of these parties.
Well, it always flips around. That's what I get. I mean, look, if you don't like Trump and you think, well, the FBI should have been investigating him because I don't like him, well, okay, but when do you want Trump's administration to be investigating Kamala Harris or Cory Booker or whoever runs against him in 2020? We can't set that precedent. And that's just what makes it so frustrating. James Comey, who I think is the biggest you-know-what on the planet, tweeted out, is that all you've got?
He's a smug SOB.
And in the testimony of James Comey, he knew that this dossier was funded by opposition research, and he didn't tell anybody until May. Yeah. And he went to President Trump, who was president at the time, in February, and he said, we have this dossier. He never disclosed to the president that it was opposition research. The FBI never disclosed that this was funded by opposition research. That's not an omission. That's not something you forget. You know, it's just cover up.
Yeah. All right. So thank you for that summation of it. Good job. Thank you very much. Jennifer, Doug, Kara on duty here. Is there a little bit of a problem with your company? I have a lot of advertisers here who focus on companies because we have a lot of small business people that listen to this program. So if your company can use some marketing help, I have a suggestion for you. If you're trying to keep up with social media, I know I am, and we're all about social media. It's very difficult for us to do it here, so I know how hard it is for you to do what you need to do or feel comfortable on social media. That's where the pros at ProMarketingSupport.com come in. Go to ProMarketingSupport.com and see how their experts can serve you and make it feel like it's an extension of your own team. Very inexpensive. The entire marketing function, perhaps, can be handled by ProMarketingSupport.com. But this is a business-friendly organization that will help your business. So go to ProMarketingSupport.com. Get a no-obligation quote for your next project using social media. Help your business grow. Use ProMarketingSupport.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, let's bring our attention around to the world of technology, shall we? Because Victoria Keelan is out ill today with a flu. My shoulders will carry the burden here. Kara, you can help me or correct me if I'm wrong. And I'm sure there may be an interpretation or two with the technology news today that will be open to scrutiny. Big changes coming at eBay. We'll talk about that and Uber's latest venture after we catch up on some other technology news.
The Geek Out.
The first Amazon Go brick-and-mortar store has opened in Seattle, and the 1,800-square-foot space, designed to sell prepared meals and the stuff of convenience stores, is significant for the lack of cash registers and cashiers. Now, you get into the store using the Amazon Go app on your phone, and as you take merchandise off the shelves, it gets added to your tab. Once you exit the store, the transaction is completed, and you're charged for whatever you walked out with. Yes, there are humans there for assistance, but you can see how the concept could dramatically change the everyday retail experience. Oh, and the store designed to eliminate waiting had a 90-minute wait on opening day. Ha! You can learn more about the Amazon Go store on our Twitter timeline, at The Geek Out.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care, Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
All right, so I'm leafing through a lot of material here this morning and finding out what, first of all, is going on with Uber. Finally, some good press for them. This past week, Uber has launched a bike-sharing service in partnership with Jump, which is a startup operating dockless bikes in San Francisco. And this is the place where you can imagine something like this. Although there are a lot of people, I think, carrying Washington, this would be big. Uber Bike, it's called. First venture into bike sharing. It's a very popular urban idea. City Bike in New York, Capital Bike Share in D.C., Divvy in Chicago, and Hubway in Boston have all taken root, changing a lot of transportation landscapes and encouraging commuters to travel sustainably. So now Uber is going to try to get in, inveigle themselves with these systems. They utilize electronic locking mechanisms to control access to the bikes. Bike sharing has been praised as a solution to common urban problems, clearing road construction, lowering carbon emissions, improving commuter transit times, that sort of thing. So by getting people moving, it's associated with significant health benefits as well. So Uber is partnering for the first time. What I'm saying is, when you look at all these, what I said at the beginning, Kara, and you look at all these cities that do have these bike shares, Uber is going to try to get into bed, if you will, with all of them, just like they have done with Jump in San Francisco. So it'll be interesting to see how successful, if it works well in San Francisco, can they partner or even just buy into these other
outfits.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting, because I think every city has their own problems with it, and some of them can be fixed a little bit.
Yeah.
But Uber's management, at least recently, has not been all that great, so I'll be interested to see if they make the program
better. Well, they have new management now, so this is why.
Hopefully he'll have better ideas, and he'll be better at controlling everything. So I hope he makes it better in all of the cities, because at least in Chicago, where I've used it, I haven't actually used it in D.C. In Chicago, you can only use it for, like, a certain amount of time, and then you have to return it to the place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was a little inefficient, or you have to put, like, money in every hour. I don't know. It didn't work all that well. So hopefully he'll make it better, because it's a great idea.
It really is. Okay, at eBay, some changes. After 15 years, they're going to cut off PayPal as the main payment processor. This is interesting. eBay says it'll stop working with PayPal as it's back in the payments that are given to eBay. A lot of people who use eBay know how this works. I've tried using it, and I am frustrated with PayPal, frankly. In the place of PayPal, eBay has signed a long-term deal with Aiden, an Amsterdam-based payments company that was founded in 2006 and has worked with Uber, Netflix, Spotify. Their business is solely focused on providing back-end payments, credit card processing to businesses, that sort of thing. So you won't see any Aiden payment buttons pop up on eBay. I think, again, PayPal doesn't work for me. I don't know if you like using it, but this sounds like a smart move for eBay. 59 after the hour here.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, and we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.